He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is January the 29th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. We have a split decision on the market today with the NASDAQ down a little and the Dow up triple digits right now. The Dow is up 124 points. That's a half a percent. We'll take that. That puts the Dow at 24,652. The NASDAQ is down 8, however. There's still a drag on the NVIDIA situation. There's a few other NASDAQ stocks under a little bit of pressure here, especially the semiconductors. The NASDAQ is down 9 points this morning. The NASDAQ is at 7,076. The S&P 500 casts the deciding vote. The market is up today because the S&P is up 2.7 points. That's one-tenth of one measly percent. The S&P 500 is at 2,645. Russell 2000 leaning to the upside, green. Come on, NASDAQ, get with it. Looks like the NASDAQ's starting to sink even a little more right now. Russell 2000 up 2 points to 1475. We have crude oil. Well, there you go. It's probably the energy stocks that are leading the Dow higher today. Crude oil is up $1.43 per barrel this morning, $53.42. Gold is hitting a seven-month high. It's breaking through 1300, something to definitely take note of. Gold is at $1,306 per ounce, a level it has not seen in quite some time. And silver's up 6 cents to 1582. The 10-year yield's at 2.73%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today. Well, we're not sub-zero here. It's a pretty nice day here in Charleston, South Carolina, broadcasting from the shores of the historic, the very historic, Ashley River. Well, we begin the day, I begin the day with 671 B-plus or better ranked stocks. Now, that is more than normal, maybe suggesting the market's a little overheated in the short term, but the market has healed incredibly since the Christmas Eve drubbing, which looks to be now a very important capitulation day on Christmas Eve as we got ready to open presents. As we left cookies out for Santa Claus, we were blasting the market and shorting it and buying inverse funds and everything we could do so that the dam wouldn't break. And the day after Christmas, everything started taking off. Go figure. We're up to 671 B plus or better. I got as low as 35. Now, I do use that as an indicator of the health of the market. I declare the market healthy for now. Got its sea legs back. If anything, a little bit too healthy right now. I heard Larry Kudlow, a good interview with him this morning, him and Maria Bartiromo. The phrase that stood out to me from Larry Kudlow was profits. Okay, profits are otherwise known as earnings. He called profits the mother's milk of stocks. I couldn't agree more with Larry Kudlow. And as long as those profits or earnings, the mother's milk of stocks, continue to grow, the market is going to continue to move higher. Larry Kudlow did not see a recession on the horizon this year, nor did he see a recession on the horizon for 2020, yet about 60% of the economists polled right now are predicting a recession in 2020. Well, not if Larry Kudlow has his way. Yesterday we had the market. It recovered towards the end of the day, but it was still down a couple hundred points on the Dow. The NASDAQ also finished negative yesterday. Yesterday it was all about Caterpillar on the Dow, a slowing Chinese economy, which we had reports for reports on yesterday, and also that NVIDIA, a big warning. NVIDIA is a high-profile technology stock in the semiconductor sector. It's down again today, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons why the NASDAQ is now down 21 points. It gets a little worse. I did look at a chart of Apple this morning, and I have to say that's a healthy chart on Apple. Why do I mention Apple? Apple will report earnings after the close of the market today. So around 4 p.m., a little after 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. out there on the West Coast, the fireworks will begin. Apple's not as big of a bellwether stock as it used to be. It used to be the earnings report of the entire earnings season. I think that baton has now been handed off to Amazon. They will report Thursday. But those will still be some important numbers coming from Apple today. Now, we know that Apple has already warned, and the stock was down significantly on that warning in early January. But it is back to where it was before the warning. And I would say that that's a pretty healthy chart on Apple right now. It's kind of sideways, but that's better than down, isn't it? And it's attempting an uptrend. So yesterday's sell-off in the market brought to you by Caterpillar. I'm sure their China business is suffering, and also NVIDIA. Now, today, Raymond James is cutting their target price on NVIDIA, which I have not owned for a long, long time. They're cutting their target price from $250 all the way down to $165 per share. Now, that's what you call slashing the target price. Boy, with the 260 target price, 250, this stock is at 135 now. But Raymond James has not only sharpened their pencil, they've taken out the axe, the hatchet, and lowered the target price to 165. Their research was titled, "Ouch." So if you were an analyst following NVIDIA, you would understand just how much NVIDIA missed their earnings by and just what kind of a downgrade needed to be made to those future earnings estimates. NVIDIA, I want to say, is a member of the S&P 500, so we may see a little bit of impact on the market. Well, Caterpillar also yesterday, what did it end up? It was down 10% at one time. Yeah, it's recovering a little bit today, and I would say that's why the Dow is up today, is Caterpillar's rebound. Caterpillar up 2.7% today. I do not own Caterpillar. I do not own NVIDIA. Caterpillar's disappointment mostly came from China, and of course, there's a lot going on this week. The big deal going on, which we'll talk about here in a moment, between the U.S. and China. Well, let's see. The Justice Department is okay, yeah, this is good. I mean, this is setting the stage for the China talks, which, let's see, they begin tomorrow. They will be Wednesday and Thursday. Now, this is not the B team. No. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is set to lead trade discussions with Chinese representatives, including President Xi of China, at the White House tomorrow and Thursday. Among those in the U.S. delegation is advisor Peter Navarro. I've read Peter Navarro's book, Death by China. He's not a big fan of China's trading tactics at all. He's taken a very hard-line view on trade. One of the drivers, one of the guys leading these talks, and those will be tomorrow and Thursday. In addition to this, the Justice Department's announcing it's hitting Huawei, its CFO Meng Wanzhou, and a few affiliates with multiple charges. I would call that leverage. Okay, we've got your CFO over here. Maybe if we can come up with a deal, we'll let her go. But if we can't, it's prison food. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, how much did the government shutdown cost us? You know, pretty significant, actually, 0.4%. I think most people are looking for about 2.8% growth here in this first quarter of 2019. Well, that's going to shave it down to 2.4%. Imagine if it would have carried on, and there is a chance, I guess, that it could shut down again in 3 weeks from now. But 0.4% off GDP in Q1. And, of course, if there was some kind of deal that comes this week, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow and Thursday, but these are the biggest talks yet because there's a lot on the line right now. The Chinese economy continues to sag. The Chinese have offered a pathway to narrowing the trade gap, in fact, eliminating the trade deficit. I think the intellectual property deal, which I think we should stand firm on, they shouldn't be getting our intellectual property. But those are all the points that are hanging this whole thing up. And, of course, while that's going on, the Brexit talks, drama is heating up again over there. They've got to come up with a whole new plan, and which could even include doing the referendum all over. I don't think the referendum would pass if they did it all over again, seeing the kind of chaos that it's created over there. But they have to somehow get behind the Irish border backstop and come up with some kind of solution there. That seems to be the big hanging point over there in the UK. Well, if you were a designer of the Brazil Dam, five Vale employees and engineers were arrested in Brazil's dam disaster, which has killed about 62 people. 65. The dam collapse has caused 65 confirmed deaths so far, with another 279 lost and likely dead. Boy, this is going to be a big, big problem for publicly traded company Vale. Brazil's top prosecutor is pursuing criminal charges against executives at Vale, while the government may seek higher damages than the $5.3 billion it imposed on the world's largest. This is the world's largest iron ore miner, which they had another dam collapse. They need to get some new engineers over there. In 2015, shares of Vale were down 18%. The company has suspended its dividend. Let's see how Vale is doing today. It's probably affecting the emerging markets a little bit, too. Vale is actually up 4.4% today. That reminds me of kind of the Pacific Gas and Electric, although, well, there were people that died in the fires. And that puts Pacific PCG in a heck of a spot where they're declaring bankruptcy. I think they've suspended their dividend, and nobody really knows where that whole thing is going to end up. Well, President Maduro of Venezuela They do have equality down there. That was another thing that stood out to me that our friend said this morning to Maria Bartiromo, the economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He says they do have equality in Venezuela. As I've listened to these campaigns kick off, in fact, I listened whenever it was, must have been Sunday, to Kamala Harris's campaign kickoff speech. They're calling for equality for everybody. And Larry Kudlow aptly pointed out that they do have equality in Venezuela. Everybody's poor. The only ones that are above the fray are, you know, Maduro and his cronies. They've done just fine. Well, anyways, the U.S. decided to follow the path of stealing Citgo from Venezuela, says Nicolas Maduro. He thinks that we are behind the coup that is currently taking place down there in Venezuela. Larry Kudlow also aptly pointed out that at one time, Venezuela was a thriving economy. In fact, one of the richest oil, I think it has the biggest oil reserves in all of South America, and yet look at what a mess socialism has created down there in Venezuela. We have a PG&E filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They're getting ready to name longtime turnaround specialist James Mesterharm as its chief restructuring officer. How about that? Not chief executive officer, chief restructuring officer. He's the CRO, going to be the CRO of PG&E. That continues to be a big, big problem. Well, earnings are the mother's milk of the stock market. And if earnings are the mother's milk of stock, they're also the mother's milk of stock indexes. We have a lot of earnings to talk about here today. We get a big report coming from Apple tonight, also AMD. Intel's biggest rival, and also from eBay. Those are the three big ones tonight. How is your home done? Well, home price appreciation is decelerating. The latest Case-Shiller home price gains show 0.3 month over month versus 0.4 consensus. That's got to have something to do with interest rates that have risen somewhat. But over the last 12 months, your home has outperformed the stock market, but it's not going up at a clip of over 5%, closer to 6% anymore. It's now at 4.9% year over year. So your $100,000 home, good luck if you can find one for $100,000, would be up at about $105,000 this year. I also noted here gold's breakout. Gold is hitting a new seven-month high at $1,308 per ounce. It's touched its highest level since mid-June. I would say the biggest reason is that the dollar has finally kind of leveled off and is actually starting to correct somewhat. Gold likes a soft dollar. Gold does not like a strong dollar, and that's been the wind, the massive wind in the face of gold. And there's been a little tumult here in the financial markets. Gold feels like it has subsided for now. Let's just take a look at gold. You know, that's a good chart. That's a very good chart. Bring Peter Schiff on TV, please. Can somebody call Peter Schiff and get him on? He's right. Gold is breaking out right now. I'm looking at the gold ETF with $34 billion in it. It was 111 back in August. Today it's 123, so that's about a 10% move in gold since early August of last year. But more notable, as I look at this chart, GLD, gold is breaking out through resistance. Maybe we'll take a look when we come back at how gold stacks up in the Best Stocks Now app right now. In fact, I can do that right now. But I think we're out of time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I lost my headphones. I'm not hearing the music.
You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now. Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're going to go to Minneapolis right now where it's -9. Oh, boy. Well, the low is going to be -30. Ooh, that's tomorrow night. -30 degrees. That's not wind chill factor either. I know. I hope Bart Bailey's okay. I know he was going ice fishing. I hope he returned. But anyways, we're going to go to 3M Company, which is in the news today. 3M is one of the reasons why the Dow is now up 120 points. Because 3M is up 3.2% today. And we also have Caterpillar, which is rebounding a bit from yesterday's sell-off. It's up 2.4%. 3M has had a bad 12 months, however. If I look back, let's just take a look at the returns of 3M. We always like to look at performance first, okay? And then we'll get to valuation. From a performance standpoint, 3M was a pretty good performer over the last 10 years. If you look at long-term performance, 3M has delivered to investors 16.6% per year. That's over the last 10 years, okay? That's a pretty good return, especially considering that the market has delivered 12.5% during that same period of time. So kudos to 3M for their long-term performance. Now, if we get into the intermediate-term performance, it's just barely better than the market. Over the last 3 years, 3M has delivered 13% per year, while the market has delivered 11% per year. So it continues to beat the market. But I'm going to check and make sure this is a right number here. Over the last 12 months, so let's go back to 12 months ago today, January. Yes, it is. It is down. 3M is down. They've had a terrible 12 months, down 21%. China, I don't know, 21%, while the market is down 5.7%. So that really brings down the short-term performance grade. The intermediate-term grade is about average. The long-term grade is above average. So overall, 3M gets a performance grade of B-, okay? Now, let's look at valuation. 3M is expected to make $10.75 in earnings. I'm looking at next year's earnings estimates. Actually, this year's earnings estimates. Now we're starting to get next year's earnings estimates. And it's expected to continue to grow. 3M has been growing by 7% per year. The last two quarters have just been awful. Not any sales growth whatsoever. Going forward, 3M is expected to grow. I think that's a little bit optimistic, by 10% per year. That seems a little optimistic, but that is the consensus. So that would mean that 3M has earnings power of $15.85 5 years from now. And what kind of a multiple has 3M? Well, probably somewhere in the 18.5, about a market multiple, maybe just a little better than a market multiple. That gives 3M upside potential from a valuation point of view of about 75% upside potential. I need to update my valuation, actually 65%. I need to update my valuation there in the app. So you've got a performance grade of B-, and you've got a valuation grade, about C+, B- or so. And right now I have 3M ranked at 2,842 out of 5,075. Now there could be a lot soggier. There's a lot soggier stocks than 3M. From a dividend yield, from a income, 2.8% is the dividend yield. So I will update my my target price on 3M. That may raise it up a little bit, but as of now, the app ranks 3M as a hold, okay? Not a buy, as a hold. 3M is having a strong day today. It's up 3.1%. Member of the Dow. All right, they did beat earnings by 3 cents. Okay, another Dow stock, Pfizer. Also in the news, totally different industry here. Pfizer not looking good. That's not a good chart on Pfizer. Pfizer's up 1.6% today. They beat by a penny. And Pfizer's kind of been flailing around. It's giving up some of its morning gains here. Let's see how Pfizer has done over the years as a dividend, a growth and income player. It has pretty much been a market performer. Over the last 10 years, 13.9% per year, market 12.5%. Over the last 5 years, a few points better than the S&P. And over the last 3 years, a little better than the S&P. It's about right in there with 3M's performance. It does pay a dividend yield of 3.6%. Which is better than 3M's. Now, let's take a look. I'm pretty sure it's valuation where Pfizer comes up short for me. I have Pfizer. They've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 5% per year. 5% per year. What was 3M? 3M was 7% per year. Pfizer is 5% per year. Not much of a grower anymore. In fact, this quarter that Pfizer reported, their earnings were up 3%. Their sales were up just 2%. They did beat by a penny. Going forward, Pfizer is only expected to grow by about 6% per year over the next 5 years. That's pretty sluggish growth for a $230 billion company. Now, when I take their earnings estimates for next year and extrapolate them out, and put a multiple on those earnings that I think is appropriate, I come up with a $61 target price. Pfizer is $40. And then you have to add in the return from the dividend yield. And you get 69% upside potential. That's a C value grade. I like 80% or more. When all is added up on Pfizer, it comes in at number 3,528 out of 5,075. In other words, if you transferred an account to me that Pfizer was part of that portfolio, I would be looking for an opportunity to upgrade your 5% grower at best with a more best stock now type stock that is growing, that is a company of today. Pfizer's better years, in my opinion, are well behind it, unless they can come up with some kind of new blockbuster drug or something. I do not currently have any interest in PFE, and even though they did beat earnings a little bit, you know what? It's on the verge of a soggy stock. Okay, another Dow component, Verizon, big important company. I do not like Verizon. I do not like AT&T. I know they're big dividend payers. Verizon pays 4.5%, but there's no growth. Their sales growth this quarter was 1%. 1%. And over the last 5 years, Verizon has been growing their earnings by 7% per year. Verizon, in my opinion, they ended up with AOL. They ended up with Yahoo. Their expected growth going forward is 4% per year, single-digit grower, low single digits. It's ranked at number 3,031 out of 5,075. I hate to waste precious time, airtime, on three duds like, well, I'm not going to call 3M a dud, but Pfizer, Verizon, and I'll throw AT&T, even though they're not in the news. They're duds. They are soggy stocks. Oh, I know. You get a 4.5% dividend yield. I know. Well, there's no earnings growth, though. That's a big, big problem for me. Where can we find some earnings growth? Well, I'll have my featured stock of the day when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a few other companies that have reported earnings here this morning. Of course, we await Apple's big report after the close of the market today, along with AMD. That's also a pretty big bellwether there for the technology sector. Another Minnesota company in the news today, Polaris. They report earnings a little bit short. That stock down 1.6%. A major home builder, Pulte Homes, reports earnings. That stock also down 5.1%. It has not been a good time for the home builders over the last few years. I've brought that point up many times. Brinker International, with Chili's, Maggiano's, all kinds of different brands. Very poor report out of Brinker International. That stock down 11%. Today, 11. That's significant. That's a consumer, one of the consumer bellwethers. I don't know if it's their restaurants that people aren't liking and they don't have the money to spend at the restaurants, but a very poor report. Earnings up 2%, sales up 3%, stock down 11%. I have no exposure to EAT, E-A-T. Biogen, a very important bellwether stock for the biotech sector. It's up a little bit here this morning. Allergen, another one in the medical sector. It's down 7.4. I'm not calling it a very good day for earnings today outside of 3M. And we also have Intel investing $11 billion in Israel. And I'm waiting for more news about the Israeli scientists who say they'll have a cure for cancer within a year, okay? I don't have more details on that, but I've seen that story floating around. Harley-Davidson, Hog, it's not doing well. Another consumer stock down 5.7%. How about SAP, a German technology stock? It's down 3.9%. Corning, how about Corning? Corning having a very good day, up 10%. They make glass, they make substrates, they make all kinds of things. Okay, here's my featured stock of the day. Since it's kind of a big dividend payer day, let me just give you a dividend payer that I like. I talked about 3M, I talked about Pfizer, I talked about Verizon, AT&T, slow growth, non-growth companies in some cases, but they pay a decent dividend. Well, I've got to have growth along with my dividend. So here's an example. I see Nike is in the news today. Excuse me. They've signed a 10-year deal with Major League Baseball that will see Nike become the official uniform and footwear supplier to Major League Baseball. I know that Visa also extended their partnership with the NFL. Well, let's just take a look and compare Nike's returns and dividend yield over the years alongside the soggy stocks that I just gave the statistics on. Nike pays a dividend yield of 1.1%, but they've got a little better growth. Okay, it's dividend yield plus capital appreciation equals total return. No guarantees, but Nike has put up some pretty big numbers over the years. Over the last 10 years, Nike has been running along at a very nice pace of 23.4% per year. That's dividend and capital appreciation. Over the last 5 years, Nike 18.8%, market 7.3%. And over the last 12 months, Nike's up 20%. Market down 5.7. Now, whether you like Colin Kaepernick or not, I'm talking about the stock here. Over the last 3 months, Nike's up 10%. It gets a performance grade of A-. Nike has been a great performing stock over the years. The valuation is a little rich right now. Nike's had a pretty good run-up since Christmas Eve, along with a lot of stocks. Nike got clear down to $66 per share. It's back up to $80 per share. I own Nike in my growth and income portfolio, searching for companies that pay a good dividend but also offer capital appreciation potential. Nike has been growing again at 12% per year over the last 5 years. That's their earnings growth. That compares to a lot of these single-digit companies, low single-digit companies that I just gave as examples. And Nike is expected to continue growing by 12% per year. Now, when I look at the valuation, which is a little expensive, I'd like to see it a little cheaper, but it has great performance, decent dividend. Nike comes in at number 244 out of 5,075. That's a lot better than 3,580, you know. I'm not really looking for stocks down in the basement. I'm looking for stocks that still are vibrant, are still growing, are still stocks of today, not stocks of yesteryear, and are still exhibiting growth. Imagine Nike, now a $127 billion market cap company, one of the most recognizable logos. I remember driving in Los Angeles, a great big giant white billboard, and down in the right-hand corner, very small, was just the swoosh in black. And that's all it needed to say. Everybody knew who the billboard was for. NKE out of what? Beaverton, aren't they? Portland? Beaverton, Oregon, which Nike hails from. Anyways, that's my featured stock of the day. Not a recommendation, but an example, especially when you put it side by side and compare. Everything is relative in the stock market. You come to me with a soggy portfolio. I've had many come to me recently. I can hear their shoes squeaking as the mailman delivers them to my office here. I can hear the squeaky, squeak, 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 soggy, like a guy who, you know, has been out surf fishing in tennis shoes. They're soggy. I'm going to replace them with some faster, you know, better, more current models like Nike in that portfolio, as opposed to those soggy old giants of yesteryear. If you'd like to talk to us, we're on the West Coast, we're up the middle, we're down the East Coast also. Gunderson Capital Management. Give us a call at 855-611-BESS or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.